Mentally, you got to say certain things that the Spirit of the Lord gives you. You're not coming out with words. He's giving you the words to say and to the environment, because the environment is not conducive. The environment is not shaped for based on what it's not going to ever be where it should be. Your environment. In other words, you gotta speak to your environment. And you don't speak to it on your own cognitive. You speak to it with the Spirit of the Lord in you. That you're not just anybody. Gotta understand it. I know you went through some hell and power from the time you was born. You went through different situations in your life. But you, it's, what happens is sometimes the enemy know how to steal from you from birth. Because he knows what's on the inside of you. So what he does is that he try to bury it as much as he can. But I'm going to tell you to go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. You got to get it. It's not based on the circumstances or how we should feel. Because if we let that happen, that's pretty much that's how it's going to be. But I'm going to shape my environment on what I said. But in order for me to say certain positive words, I have to think a certain way first. I got to think it first before I say it. That's why sometimes we say things that we think and is not fulfilling. Man, I'm never going to do this. Man, I'm never going to ever achieve this. Man, I'm going through too much problems, man. I just don't see any answers for what I'm going through. That's pretty much all we say. That's pretty much our language. But change your language a little. Say God, I'm going to become my best version of myself. I am becoming who God wants me to be. I disappointed you, Lord, all this time, but God, I'm going to turn away from myself, my wicked ways. Because wicked ways don't mean you're doing evil things. Sometimes it's what you say that's evil. And then what happens is it shapes your environment. So in other words, you let your words dictate how you should feel. But I'm going to change the narrative on what people said about me. Everybody said everything about each other some kind of way that wasn't God's fulfilling words. But I'm going to change the narrative. I'm going to go against the grain right about now. In other words, I'm going to go hit up Isaiah real quick. Let me call him up. What did he say? He says, no way form against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me, what did he do? He said, I condemn it. What the next verse said, as an inheritance of the child of God. In other words, it's my inheritance to speak those things. Everyone got an inheritance. You got an inheritance. You got an inheritance. In other words, we just got to tap into those inheritance. Why? Look, most of the times we wait for a person to die to receive an inheritance. Jesus did die, but he lived. He woke up again. And what did he do? When he died, he went down to the lower parts of hell. And what did he do next? He came up with gifts. He didn't stay dead. In other words, he didn't stay dead. No, he didn't stay there. I'm trying to get you from. He didn't stay there.
Yes.
He didn't stay there. So, in other words, if he didn't stay there, why should I? He didn't stay there. In other words, he's coming back one day. He's coming back. He's going to say, did you do whatever I placed in you? I went to the uttermost parts of hell for you. And I only spent a couple of days there, but at least I did something right. I only spent 3 days in hell, but I only did it for you and I only did it for you. I only did it for my people. So you wouldn't stay there. He took every beating, every whooping, for everything you've done from the day you came out of your mother's womb, he took it all. In other words, he paid the price before you could pay. That's why we are debt free in the spirit before we even get there. We so focused on being debt free in the natural. God said, get hold of being the debt free spirit in the spirit realm, because that's where it begins. It begins in here. It's not out here. It begins internally. Then what it does, it manifests on the outside. You don't know that we can create our own environment. We can create our own environment by the things we say out of our mouth. But the starting point, the root is what we are thinking. How am I thinking? I'm thinking faith-filled words. I'm thinking faith-filled words first. In other words, I'm reprogramming my thoughts before I say it. In other words, we got to be very careful what we say. Because once you say it, you frame it in your atmosphere. It's one thing for somebody else to say something about you, but it's another thing for you to agree with. In other words, I'm not coming into agreement with what you said about me. You're not going to shape me based on what you said, because our words hold life and death, and the power is in our tongue. I don't think we realize the power that we have, that we possess. We don't realize who we are, because if we understand that, if we really tap into it, I'm telling you, certain things would just not be our fault. Certain things that come against us, we would be able to get to a place in our life that we'll put some boundaries in place. Because they don't know the value of who you really are. They don't know the value. I'm going to say it again. They don't know the value of who you really are. Well, as a pastor, I got to tell you, you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You've been beat up. You've been slapped around. You've been talked about. You've even done some things yourself. But the thing about it is, you only did those things because you didn't know who you were. In fact, you didn't know what your Savior did for you. Your Jesus, meaning your personal Savior, saved you 2,000 years ago. Just catch up to it. When you realize that your debt been paid, you move a little different. You move a little different. When you find out that something was paid on my behalf before I even came into my mother's womb, you mean, Jesus, you thought about me before I even came into this world? Because he already knew you were what you and I were going to do before, so he did it pre-advance. He did it in advance. He did it in advance. He did it in advance. So in other words, if he did it in advance, that means you could do some things in advance. That means you could speak some things before it happened.
Yeah. Amen.
Speak those things that are as though they were. Speak those things that's not as though they were. It's not, but though as though they were. It's not right. Stuff ain't right, but as though they were. I'm speaking it to my existence. I'm not gonna come into agreement by my past. I'm coming into agreement with my future. And my future is based on how I'm thinking. I can say it by what I'm thinking now. Whatever happened in my past, I can't help it. It's done now. Up until this point, it's done. Whatever happened prior to at this very second, I hope you follow me, Cameron. And if you follow, let me say it this way. Whatever happened to this very second is your past. Right now, you're in your current. You are in your current. So based on how the decisions that I make today will help me frame my future. Maybe some people get this. If I ask you today, when is your birthday, you're going to tell me your birthday. But if somebody asks you, what is your date of birth, you're going to tell them what happened in the roots. That's the past. Date of birth meaning all of you, the whole you from the past. Your birthday, you're not going to tell me the year, you're going to tell me the month and the day. So where you are today can help your future based on how you think today. No, there's a whole lot of power of tracks coming at you at one time, so it's almost difficult. I feel you. Because somebody was like, you really think these are changing? But you gave all the other opportunities and look where you got them. You gave it all a chance and look where you got them. So why don't you just give God a fair chance and start beginning to tap into the untapped? In other words, we got untapped potential that we haven't even tapped into yet. Why? Because Jesus died 2,000 years ago. He did it. The price, let me say this again, because people understand this term. The price has been paid. When somebody hear that, you're like, oh, I ain't got to pay that price. No, you don't have to pay it. The price has been paid. Whatever sin you committed, whatever trouble you in, whatever situation you found yourself in, the price has been paid. You just got to catch up to what happened 2,000 years ago. And everything that we need is in this word.
Amen.
It's not in the jobs. It's not in your friendship. It's not in the small habits that we have. It's in the word. I believe one of some of the things that we do is based, really, it's really based on the past and what we've been taught. If you notice in the circuit, the elephant is trained to stay in a certain space because they've been trained by. So when an elephant finds out it's loose, it'll go. Even if they take the rope off their neck. Because once you program an elephant, and because they have strong remembrance, they know how, they have strong memory. And when you continually train an animal, especially an elephant, they're going to do, even if you lift the burdens, in their mind, they still stuck. And that's similar to how we think. If I just told you the price been paid, why are you still looking the way you look? Because now I have to deprogram everything somebody did to you, said to you, how you was raised, how you was trained. Now I got to go back and I got to reverse everything that the devil stole from you. Can I just talk to you for a moment? Because this is the thing that we come into this new year. I'm telling you something. If we get hold of the price that's been paid, you won't look the same after the day. This is just a reinforcement. Sometimes we know the truth, but it's the truth that makes us true. Let me go to John 8:32. I don't know. I gotta go. John 8:32. Some people said that. Well, Pastor, when are you gonna get to the scripture? I've been in the scriptures all this long. You haven't figured that out yet?
Amen.
So we're waiting for a word to come off this page to help solidify who we're supposed to be. Everything that I've been saying to you is all in the word. I ain't making this up. Let me go to John 8:32. I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something about God. I honestly didn't know where I was going this morning. But when I stepped up here, I just felt the atmosphere. I just felt like people needed to come identify who God wanted them to be. Get to that place where you trust him. I know things ain't working to my good right now, but I'm telling you, the price has been paid.
Hallelujah.
The price has been paid.
Thank you.
No, you're looking at rent. You're looking at mortgage. You're looking at your note. I'm talking about your sin. Your price has been paid. Once you get hold of that, everything else will just unwrap. John 8:32. Let me get it. Man, I sound good at this. Man, this first time I can actually hear myself.
Yeah.
How my Zoom audience doing? How's my congregation doing? I love y'all, man. I can't wait to see your faces on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Man, we're going slow, man. John 8:32. I'm gonna give you some chance. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to get there before I move forward. I want to make sure that we get this word. I don't even know why I'm going here. God is awesome, because the thing is, I thought about this. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, can I go? And you shall know the truth. John 8:32. And the truth shall make you free. But watch this. Before he said that, he said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. What's the word he talking about? The price has been paid. I tell you, see? This is what he said. He says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, if you abide in my word, in other words, you've been embodying other people's words. and you letting their words abide in you. But if you abide in my word, I'm not going to abide in my girlfriend's word. I'm not going to abide in my husband's word. I'm not going to abide in my wife's word. I'm not going to abide in my supervisor's word. I'm going to abide in his word.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is, their words don't hold much weight. And oftentimes, we give them too much credit. Too much. I'm trying to transform your thinking, that we need to transform our thinking and transform our mindset and start putting credit and putting stock in Jesus' words.
Right.
If you abide in my word and let my word abide in you, the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
What is the truth, Pastor? Your debt's been paid.
Yes, thank you.
He already paid. You know, do you know how long it took him to pay your debt? How long did it take? People said, well, he lived 33 years. No, it didn't take 33 years. It took 3 days. Jesus, man, I feel like I'm supposed to be right there. It took him 3 days to pay your debt. Don't count the 33 years he lived on earth. It took him 3 years to pay you and I debt. 3 days. I'm sorry. 3 days. First lady love to help me. 3 days. That's why she's going to minister soon. So she want to get up here, so she's going to get up here. You're going to minister very soon. Sooner than you think. 3 days. He paid you and I debt. And we working so long, 30 years, 20 years, trying to get things done. Why are we not accomplishing it? Because we don't have the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get hold of the truth, minister, the truth should make us free. And I mean, what you've been taking 20 years to do, God says, I can do it in 3 days. I want to get back in here. John 8:31. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, keep in mind, there was a lot of Jews who didn't believe. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what?
Free.
Now, y'all got to hear this. And the truth shall make me what?
Free.
No, don't say you. So the truth shall make me free.
Yeah.
In other words, we got to learn to start changing the language and make it more personal. In other words, when we read this word, we generalize. Instead of making it more personal. And the truth shall make me free.
Amen.
And the truth shall make me free. Make me free.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait for you to tell me that I'm free because I just got this word. And the truth just told me. And the word just told me if I abide in him, I'm in his disciples indeed. And the truth shall make me free. And now that I find out that my debt has been paid in 3 days, come on, man. Don't stop with me now. 3 days is 72 hours. That means anything can happen in your 72-hour period. Anything can change in a 72-hour period. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on what time you started it. But in Jesus' case, he started paying the price on Thursday. He was paying a little by the whippings, the beatings, the laughing, the torture, the mocking. He was paying it on Thursday night and during his arrest. He got arrested, so you and I didn't have to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He got tortured, so you and I didn't have to go through all that torture. The full focus point of the gospel is not all the miracles he's done. That was just a process, letting us know what he's capable of. The healing he's done, the miracles he wrought. But the main thing is when he died and didn't stay there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he rose. Just like God is saying, it's time for you to rise up to the occasion. Do you know what resurrects us? It's the word that resurrects us. Once you find out you're free, you move different, JP. You think differently, JP. You start operating. Your friendships start changing. Your language start changing. Because you realize what he did for me in 3 days, I can do this in 72 hours.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what I know? It's about when truth start getting expressed, because the whole environment start changing.
Yeah.
Because you start finding out something you didn't know. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about you. He ain't talking to the wealthy. He talking to the poorest of poor. So you can become wealthy. Whatever status you're currently on, you want to change that by the word. By you abiding in the word. That he's, if you notice, he said, oh, look at this here. If you abide in my word, now that's one word.
Yes.
That's one word. He said, if you abide in my word, not words. One word. God says, all I need is one word to change your destiny. Mm. If you allow me to. Mm. Just give me 72 hours. Give me 72 hours. You gave a relationship 10 years. You gave another relationship 5 years. You gave someone else 4 years. Give me 72 hours. Jesus. Come on, I'm the Holy Spirit right now. Do you realize how much time we wasted on a person we invested in and we didn't get a return on that investment?
Amen.
Jesus.
Because we abided in their work. And then when they actually showed us differently, there's no return on the investment. Because we still abiding in the words, that's not still being, that's not being fulfilled. I feel the Holy Spirit now for a second. I feel the atmosphere changing right now. I feel mindset is starting to get free right now. That dad going in, I gave this witch 10 years, and this is what she gave me. Oh, see, I mean, I gave this person 10 years, and this is what they, this is my return, God. No, no, you invested in that. I didn't tell you to invest in that. So we let people hook us with our words. They hooked you. They flashed you with something. They just took, they showed you something, you got hooked. To get, let's set aside the word. They showed you something and you got. You hear the Lord's trying to show you something and you're like, I can't see that. But if you get a hold of this word, he said, you shall know the truth. In other words, everything that you've been doing up until this point has been a lie. You should know the truth. You should know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. It should make me free. It should make Divine Contact Ministry free. It's not the building. It's not the name. It's the people.
Yes.
That's what makes up a church. The people. The name ain't going to make us free. It's the people that's going to get free. Because of this word, it's the word that's going to make me free. And if we abide in his word and let this word abide, do you know what he said in John, the same book here? He said, you can ask what you will. You want me to prove it to you? Let's go to John. Oh, y'all want to, somebody said, give it to me. Give it to me, Pastor. Let me go to John chapter 15. Let's go to verse 7. I'm going to give you some time to get down the phone with the Holy Spirit. I feel great, man. Man, let me stay on here. God bless you, man. I'm telling you, man, I feel good. The Holy Spirit is resting on me right now. I love to see the Lord move. He is moving right now. He's moving in your midst. The Lord just give me 72 hours. I'll work out. Just, I'm talking to somebody from Zoom right now. The Lord says, give me 72 hours. Give me 72 hours.
Jesus.
72 hours. That's what I need. If you just let this word abide in me, if you let this word abide in you, then you shall see. You shall. Let me go ahead. Let's go to John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, seems like the Lord want to repeat himself. You know why? Because sometimes we don't get it on the first part. If you abide in me and my words, now he's getting to the plural here. And my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Why? Because verse 8 says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear what? Much fruit. Oh, we talk about fruit? So you will be my what? Disciple. Same word. How does means sometimes we're asking for the wrong thing. Look, you can be Jesus' disciple and still ask the Father for the wrong thing, and he's going to give it to you because you asked for it. You and I don't realize the kind of power we have because the words that come out of our mouth is his words coming through us. So we got to get to a place to find out who we are by this word and start shaping our environment so we can speak those things that it's not as though they were. I don't got what I need right now, but I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm going to believe it into existence. In other words, can I provoke you? If you start training your mindset for about 72 hours, 3 days, and start speaking some things in the atmosphere, you know, the first day look like things ain't working out because it's going against the grain. But the second day, things will start easing up. Third day, man, you start seeing some results because you start putting yourself in a position to start speaking some things, believing in them things, and you put your, in other words, I'm putting the world outside of my temple. I'm setting some boundaries.
Yes.
Anything that's unfulfilled, that's spoken against me, I need to turn my back against.
Thank you.
I'm letting you know that your words don't have weight. You said some harsh stuff to me, but I ain't gonna let you carry it. I'm not gonna let you do me that. In other words, what happens is, I'm gonna tell you something. Why we get so caught up in so many words is because we put all of our heart into the person that's saying it to us.
Yes.
We put all of our mind, we put everything in there, right there. We put all our investments in one basket. And so when it doesn't give you a return, this is the outcome we get. They don't look the Lord's truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm not who my boss told me I was. I'm not who my spouse told me I was. I'm not who my children told me I was. I'm not who the grandparents told me I was. I am who God told me I am. I am who he says I am. I hope somebody got that 72 hours, because the Lord just put it. I'm trying to get back to that, but the Lord said that was enough. If they don't got it now, they ain't gonna get it now. Some things I want to tell you, JP, don't need to repeat. In other words, I'm gonna say to you, I don't know why the Lord's saying this. In other words, he's saying, don't repeat yourself. If you told them once, don't tell them twice. Now, y'all can accept that if y'all want to. I'm saying this because of the fact that because as I'm looking at her, my spirit is looking in her direction because of something that you've said that you have to repeat yourself. Why do we have to keep repeating ourselves? Why? Because they ain't taking you serious on the first program. So in other words, you wasted very fine, productive, producing words on them. You know what the Bible says? Cast not what is holy unto dogs, neither pearls unto swine. In other words, don't waste your time on something that's not going to give you an investment.
Yes.
I keep going there because we're in the 2025 season, and I mean, God has been putting on my heart from 2024. He's looking for a return on his investment. Whatever you spend in your most time, whatever you spend in your most valuable time, that's going to be your investment. I'm just telling you, I don't know how to put it. Whatever you do in your personal life, whatever you spend in time doing, if you continue to do that, that's the return on your investment. That's what you're going to get back. Whatever you reaping, it's because you sow. But you have an opportunity right now to change the perspective, change the narrative. I'm not going to sow these seeds, no more. I'm turning my back on the way I sowed it. Jesus was the seed that died, but he came up fruitful. So you and I can become fruitful. 3 days, 72 hours. Inhale. In the uttermost part of it, he went to the lowest of lowest. No words, if I can use it from our point of view, he went to the gut,
Brother SG.
He went to the very gut.
Yeah.
Where the crack and cocaine was being sold. Where the prostitution was going. He went to the gut. He didn't go there talking and judging them. He brought them out. Whoever wanted to come, whosoever wanted to come, let them come. I don't know what can change your perspective, but I don't know what else to do. I mean, we all can relate to the government. We all been there. We know what it smells like. We all know what it was like not to have certain food when we wanted to eat, not have enough when we wanted. We all been there. Not we scratching pennies. We all been there. Some of us are still there right now. But if you get hold of this word, you don't never stay there.
Hallelujah. Amen.
My thing is, as a pastor, we can't be so focused on growing the church and the people waiting for. So I like to have ideas and goals. We got those. But the thing is, I got to make sure that we are growing and we where we need to be. We have a chance and opportunity of a lifetime to make a difference in this community. You have an opportunity. I have an opportunity. If God called us for such a time as this, he said, I want you to become the leaders. I want the leaders to get hold of this word because I want to do something in the land of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do something in their community. I want to do something. So in other words, what I'm trying to say to you is that if you continue with this word and let this word abide in you, your family will know who you are.
Yeah.
They'll look at you, trying to figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, that word is growing up in you. It's taking root. Because something is on the inside that's happening to me right now. It's starting to go against the grain. Because this word that he says about let it be, let it abide in me is taking root. It's causing change. It's causing mental, any mental anguish, it can shift that. Any kind of bondages, it can shift that.
Thank you.
He's doing all kinds of things even in you right now. You don't even realize he's doing it. Only reason why you don't see it is I see it. It's not a feeling. We move based on feelings. Not a feeling, Pastor. Not a feeling. It's a knowing. I believe it's in Daniel. If I'm not mistaken, this is those that know they are shall be strong and do exploits. No, well, you can do X. You can do X. You can do X. I can do X. We just got to get to a place that we got to know that it was the price has been paid. 72 hours. It took 72 hours. It took 72 hours.
Thank you.
The impact was detrimental, but the hours wasn't really the same. Man, with a beating like that, he should have stayed there. But he got up. Got up. Blood, sweat, and tears, as y'all people like to put it. But he got up. He saw divine contact ministry, not the name, but the people. And he says, I got to get up. I got to get up. He saw the sickness. He saw the mental anguish. He saw the abuse. He saw the struggles. He saw all the addictions. He saw all of that. But everything you've been through and I've been through, he saw all of it. He says, I got to get up.
Yeah.
Just give me 72 hours, Father.
Yeah.
I don't need to go into the gutter too long. Just give me 72 hours. I can pull out every prostitution if you give it to me. I can pull out every drug deal if you give it to me. I can pull out every addiction if you give it to me. He went to the gutter for you and I.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
If I don't know what's good news, then I'm telling you now, if you can get hold of this 72-hour period, you start to adjust. Okay, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to start to train my thinking. I'm going to start speaking certain things. Even if I don't feel like it's coming to pass, I'm going to speak it. I'm going to train myself. I'm going to think it. I'm going to get an environment that's conducive for me and God to begin to have some one-on-one time. And I'm going to meditate on who he says I am. And I'm going to put certain things aside right now. I know my flesh is learning, yearning, yearning. My flesh wants this. My flesh, oh, can I get, let me get a little deeper. My flesh wants a little sex after I finish church. Oh, it wants to commit a little bit. Foolishness. Let me get a little dirty and deep. Let me just give me a moment. Let me. That's what your flesh wants. But my spirit is saying, I want something else. Mm-hmm. What your flesh want to do is wrong. That's what your flesh is about. So it knows how to do is wrong. But get to a place that I'm going to start going against my own flesh. Because your flesh ain't your friend. It'll never be your friend. If you leave it up to you and our flesh, it's going to continue to keep setting us back. It's like being left back in grade school. Hallelujah. Look what time is here. We can stand off. I think we have enough of the word today. What'd you say, Minister? Do we have enough? So you can tell when people get filled because they start getting. Change their mind and mindset stuff. Like, oh, I got a chance? Really? Me? Just me? Lord, you really died for me? Yes, he died for you personally. Personally. Let's let everybody away. He died for you personally. He ain't come for nobody else. He came. You get what I'm saying? In other words, I mean, you, all the help that we have done, we don't want to call ourselves big, but we did some stuff too.
Yes, sir.
We play the role of being victim. Don't play the role of being victim. Just say, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I did some stuff to people as well. I manipulated some people. I stole from some people. I lied on some people. I cussed people, folk out. I tried to shoot them. And I thought, oh, no, because they said some kind of things about me. But I'm changing the perspective now. That's not who I am. That's not who God wants me to be. I'm a victim, not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a victim.
Yeah.
All of us have been hurt some kind of way. Every last one of us has been hurt. Some of us have been hurt more than we can count.
Yes.
But I mean, if you give Jesus a fair shot, but it come on, sometimes people be looking for a clean miracle. But you didn't get into this. You took forever to come on. Man, God can do it. But give him a shot. Put yourself in a position that God just says, I can do you regardless of what you've been through. Let us close our eyes. Let us think about everything that was said. Some of you caught some things, some of the things are taught, other things are caught. I'm ready to change my lifestyle. And it's going to come based on what I do at this point. I'm not worried about the day of birth. That's the root. That's what I've been. I'm focused on today because what happened yesterday, it happened. I can't take that back. But I can certainly change the perspective. I can change the narrative. I want change. I don't do any more change. I just didn't know how to go about it. But today, you shared with me that a person died for my sins and it only took him 72 hours to do it. He paid a price for me. Oh, yeah, he paid it for me. I tell you, you already your sins has been paid, your debts has been paid, everything you've done to somebody has been paid. You ask God to forgive you. In other words, now you're catching up. When you ask God to forgive you, he'll say, oh, hey, paid in full. You know what it is? I think sometimes people feel guilty about asking God to forgive because you let the enemy get in your mind. They tell you, God ain't going to forgive you for what you just done. You know why? Because what happens is the person that you did it to ain't forgiving you. You can't go based on them. They may hold it against you for the rest of your life, but we're going to pray for that person to get free just as well as you getting free right now. I'm going to ask you with a conscious decision, but I'm trying to figure it out. Get in your own mind. I know the enemy's going to keep working on you, but we're going to ask God to deliver you right now. We're going to ask the Lord, if you want to give your life to Jesus right now, I mean giving your life to the Lord, you're going to make some mistakes even after this. You're going to do some things even after this. You're going to curse. You're going to do all kinds of things after this. But if you give Jesus a fish, I'm coming to you just the way I am. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you want the Lord to steer you right now? He will power you and keep you from doing the things that you used to do. If you love, if you let this word abide in you, now, every last one of us thought about getting married. If we haven't, we got married before. And what we do? When we got married, we came down that aisle. And we made a commitment. We came down that aisle and made a commitment to that individual. Some of us are not even with the people. We came down that aisle. And some of us had to do it all over again. And some of us will do it over. This is the conscious decision that I'm asking of provoking your hearts and minds right now. If anybody want to come and give their life to Jesus, you might have done this before, but right now it's about rededicating. Some of you need to come right now as we speak. It's not a feeling. It's not based on your feelings, your emotion. This is the time. Come on down here. I'll meet you. Just stick your hand up. Say, you know, Pastor, I'm still kind of going back and forth. I'm wrestling. Aren't you tired of laboring? Aren't you tired of fighting? I got some people on Zoom right now that's probably still struggling in their own mental capacity. They're still struggling right now because they don't know who they are. They don't know the Lord already paid that price for them. Father God, I thank you right now for these people. Lord, I pray that you give each and every person the courage, the strength, the wherewithal to deny who they thought they were. The Lord says, I don't want to force you. I need you to come with willing hearts. This is not a forced relationship. You have me to meet you right where you are. All you need to do is stick your thumbs up by internet. If you were here physically, stick your hand up and say, Pastor, that's me. There's no need to be ashamed. There's no need trying to figure out how it's going to turn out. Just give Jesus an opportunity. Enter your heart. One thing about this price that you pay, you have to come to agreement. By your action. Now you might have been praying, you might have given your life to Jesus, but maybe you need prayer for. Come on, I pray with you right now. I hope people are praying right now, because you know this is a very pivotal time. The enemy don't want his, he don't want God's people to sleep. They don't want to be free. Okay? Let them go. Ah, somebody. Somebody needs to praise God. Go pray for her right now. Yes. Amen. Nothing you've done wrong, God can't forgive. Can I just say that? There's nothing you did that God can't forgive you. Before I get ready to call his name, anybody else be praying? Before I get ready, the next thing I'm going to do, anybody want to join Divine Contact Ministry by way of internet? We have some people who might want to stick their hands up and say, Pastor, yes, I need to actually be become official member of Divine Contact Ministry. And let me tell you something about being official. Some of you have been working so diligently for this ministry, but we have made it official from New Year's Eve. The thing about it is, when you come under this ministry, this leadership, what happens is that you receive that self-same anointing on you. Your family, the covering, the protection, it all goes with it. It's almost like having an umbrella over your head when it rains. That's what a covering does. That's what protection does. That's what a pastor does. So we just got one still? We just pray. Okay. Keep going. One official member. Amen. Well, let's celebrate that. Celebrate that. That's right. Celebrate that. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up Evangelist Chelsea and her family. Father God, we thank you, God, for intervening, interceding, and thank you for delivering her. Oh, yeah, God, I thank you for moving right now through Richmond, Virginia, Henrico County, and the very zip code she's under. I'm thanking you, Lord, right now for delivering her supernaturally, her and her family. I thank you, Lord, that she's coming into agreement with what you've been saying all along. Thank you for blessing her right now, empowering her right now. Lord, leading her right now. God, I thank you in advance for what you're doing in her household. I know it might be turmoil going on, but Lord, you able to turn that thing around. Thank you, Lord, for setting the captives free. Lord, thank you for healing her mind. Thank you for delivering her mind. And Lord, most of all, I pray that she would give herself. There's nothing like forgiving yourself. Forgive yourself. In other words, what I'm going to say to you, Evangelist, give yourself grace. And accept the invitation. Accept that God has forgiven you. You have to accept that in a deep. Accept it. It's in my soul. Accept the forgiveness. Because most of the time when people don't realize you've been forgiven, what does the Lord already forgave you. You ask him for forgiveness, he's gonna forgive you. Why would he hold anything against you when he told Peter, forgive 7 times 7? That would mean he would be a liar himself. The Lord has forgiven you. You need to come into agreement that the price has been paid. So many things for you. You gotta love. You gotta love. You're gonna have to let him. Let him. Let him. Let him. He wanna do some great mighty things for you. You gotta let him. I mean, in other words, you gotta give him all your heart. Everything you got, you gotta turn it over to him. Stop holding on. Stop holding on. Let it go. Let it go. I don't care what it is or who he is or who she is or what it is. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I'm telling you, let it go. I'm sticking with you here for a moment. I'm let it go. Let it go. I don't care if you got cry tear, you let it go. You let it go. I don't care how much you think it owes you. Let it go. Let it go. You don't need the aggravation. Let it go, man. I'm telling you, I can't. You know what I hate? I didn't say before. Let it go, man. It's not treasure. Let it go. Get free. Get free. I command you right now to get free. I don't care where you are. I command you to be delivered. I don't like when they have to click on sheep. I want you to get hold of this. Get free. You find out what God wants you to do in this month, in this time, and you take advantage of, maximize the time he's trying to get you. He's trying to show you something. You can't keep letting people get in your ear, and they're telling you all kinds of things, and they're showing you all kinds of things, and your family members, and this member, that member. No, no, get hold of God's word. What is he saying about you? Never mind what they're thinking about you. What is he saying about you? What he's saying about you should all around what they're thinking about you. I'm not going to live beneath my privileges no more. I'm a free mortal spirit. I've been bought with a price. My debt's been paid. I'm a forgiven soul. I'm a leader of my community. I'm a mother of three. I speak life into my testimony. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Blessings upon blessings. I am free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When I see God's people being in bondage. Man, how big did you decide to go into it? Or how big did you let somebody else dictate what you should be? But today is your day. You can be free. I'm free. I'm saying this to myself. Yeah, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free from what you might think of me. I'm free. I'm free. So I'm going to be free. Everybody ain't going to be free with what I'm going to do next, but I'm free. I'm delivered. I will not be tortured by the enemy no longer. I'm going to stand up to that bully and tell him I've been bought with a price. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and the blood of Jesus is against you. Speaking into my existence. See what I'm doing? I'm speaking into my existence, and I'm helping you speak into yours. I would not be the same after the day. I'm speaking words into you. I'm going to live differently. I'm going to think differently. I'm going to move differently. I'm going to behave differently. If I'm behaving outside of the will of God, tell me you ain't doing right right about now. Come on back in here. You ain't living up to your full potential. I will not be talking after you. I am going to be free. Devil, you told me all kinds of lies. But the Lord told me today, he told me the truth today. And he said, he paid my price. My debt has been paid. I'm paying for. We are walking our best potential. It's time to get out of bed. You sit on that platform. You say, I am becoming buffer. Each day, I am buffer. I'm only one relationship away from my next transfer. I am healed. I don't care what I feel like. I'm delivered. I'm set free. The Lord loves me. You hate me, but the Lord loves me. You don't want me, but the Lord wants me. He accepts me just the way I am. He's going to work in you. He's going to deliver you the way he is. And you and I, y'all, will try to produce the fruit. But it will produce on its own. You're doing too much. I'm going to hear you, Lord, say, you're doing too much. You're doing too much for everything you're supposed to.
See.
Father God, we thank you.